It was just like any other day at the MIT Nano Project site. We were digging just outside Building 26 on the west side, and as we got further down in the hole, we saw something that looked a little out of place. So we stopped and we started to hand dig at that point with shovels. And sure enough, as we got further around the object and exposed it more, it was certainly something that shouldn't have been there. So it definitely caught our attention. And at that point, you know, work stopped. Once we'd determined that it was safe to remove, the MIT Office of Environmental Health and Safety came by to pick it up, and once they had it in the situation where they could open it under containment, it was safe. They revealed the contents, which was really amazing. It was a time capsule with all kinds of interesting objects inside.
Completely out of the blue, I get an email which said, "Facilities has found the time capsule. Do you have any information associated with this?" And I recognized it immediately as the 1957 time capsule that was buried as part of the dedication ceremonies of Building 26 and was the first of two very well-known time capsules here on campus, because they were both designed and created and facilitated by one of our most famous professors, Harold Edgerton. He saved things. He loved history, he loved the world, and so it's completely within his personality that when they started to think about creative ways to create a ceremony to mark the occasion of a new building, that he would say, "Let's make a time capsule."
Glass is a perfect material to use for this because it is so inert over the long term. So it could have been soda lime glass or borosilicate glass or almost any kind of stable glass. It would have been a good container for these things, because it's buried in the ground, right? Wood is going to rot, and metal will oxidize and rust, and eventually rust through, and the contents would be destroyed. But glass is really stable over a long time scale.
There's something incredibly interesting about this time capsule, and that's the sign taped on the outside of the glass that says, "Do not open till 2957. That's mind-boggling, if you think about it. 2957? Seriously? That's 1,000 years from the burial of the time capsule. So, 1,000 years, to me, was amazing. And in fact, James Killian, who is the president and the chief participant in this burial, he wrote a letter that's inserted into the capsule and mentioned that the deposited documents, mementos, which tells something of the state of science, technology, and education, more specifically, the state of Massachusetts Institute of Technology at the time, when we dedicate the Carl Taylor Compton Laboratories on June 10, 1957 AD. And then Killian adds, "We cannot guess what the next millennium holds for our world, or whether you will regard our age as one of science. But we are confident that you will have a greater understanding of the universe and that we will have made some contribution to that understanding. We wish you continued success in the pursuit of knowledge." It's a beautiful letter, really, that captures something of MIT and of their sense of our time and our place in the world. And you sense in this letter Killian's fundamental optimism that the human species will survive, that it will continue to be creative, and that the work of MIT will be somehow recognized as important to the world history.